Hello, Dog Days listeners. Once again, this is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another Dog Days podcasting for day 16. We are more than halfway through this road to retirement adventure as we roll on down the road. I just thought that sounded fun. Quick note to Joe. I meant to say this yesterday in response to his canceling of movies for a tax write-off. You know, love the passion, Joe. Love it. Keep it up. That's why we like you. You bring us a perspective that some of us hadn't thought about before. And I hadn't seen this coming. I totally get where you're coming from. That should not be allowed. Canceling movies for a tax write-off. You either profit or you don't. And I recognize that show business is a business. You know, they got to make money, because if you don't make money, your studio goes out of business and then you can't make anything else. I also recognize where you're coming from. And when you were talking, all I could think about was the logo on the MGM, you know, where it says in Latin, art for art's sake. Yes, movies are a business, but movies are also an art. And I believe art for art's sake. And that's really why I enjoy a lot of independent filmmakers. You know, they're doing it for the love of it. Yes, they're trying to break into the business and make a name for themselves. But I've known some very successful people who have remained indies and make art for art's sake, and won many, many awards. So just a quick retro comment. If you're listening to this and you're not listening to the Dog Days feed and you haven't heard Joe's podcast from the 14th, go and listen to that. He's got a great, great segment on there. All right. What happened on 7/11/24? 57 days and counting. This is my road to retirement for July 11th. I began to rethink my exit interview. My original plan was that I asked our chief HR officer, who has changed a little bit over the years since I got here 14 years ago. I asked them, hey, would it be possible for an exit interview? I don't know if this is standard procedure for people who are retiring, people who are resigning, people who get fired. I don't know. I've never been in any of those situations at this company. So I asked, I said, is this standard process? They go, yeah, I think we can hook that up. So she gave me a name, but I never heard anything back. And I went, well, that was kind of disappointing, but whatever. If they set something up, then I'll go with what they have. If not, I thought I would write a document and give that to, you know, a nice letter of how things are working and how things aren't, and give that to my manager and his manager, Derek and Mark, with my thoughts. And at this point, still trying to set up a discussion with HR about the post-retirement benefits. I want to know what I've got available, what's going to happen with insurance, what happens with stocks, you know, is there something I don't know? So I also reached out to the HR people and said, who do I talk to about benefits? And at this point in July, things are not happening as linear as I would have hoped. They seem to be going a little chaotic. Now, I mentioned that I made out this roadmap. Mark, you were talking about milestones yesterday, last night, whenever you recorded that on your latest episode. And one milestone is retirement is going to happen on September 6th. And I made my announcement on July. I'm going to get this straight. July 8th. So I had some milestones that I was going to hit. These are like the milestones you're talking about, milestones of where they get their namesake from. They sit on the side of the road and you pass them by. There they are. They are markers in time. They don't move, but as you go by them, you want to make sure that your ducks are in a row as you hit them. So it's a little chaotic. Like I said, having a plan is very important. But learning to deviate and be flexible with that, and my hope is that I get everything done by that September 6th date. We'll see how this goes in the next upcoming days when I talk to you again tomorrow. Keeping this one short, everybody take care, stay safe, talk to you soon. And in real time, we've got just a few days left till Dragon Con. Look forward to seeing you all there. Bye!